It is a very great privilege to be here with you this afternoon as we come to remember people we love and who have shaped our lives, but who for a time we see no longer. In our remembering and in our being together, may we find comfort for now, but also hope for the future. Three wonderful Bible readings. But the reading that I've chosen to share with you is the one that Sam just read from Psalm 130. And as you've just heard, it begins with the words, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." It's almost as if God is telling us through the words of that psalm that there will be times in our lives when we find ourselves in the depths. In the depths of despair. The depths of depression. The depths of poverty. The depths of sickness and disease. The depths of separation, the depths of divorce, and of course the depths of grief and mourning. These things are part of the human condition, and our love for Jesus Christ, and indeed his love for us, in no way exempts us from sometimes tasting the bitterness of their gall. But, and this is the important point, these are not the things that will prevail. They've already been routed through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the eternal kingdom of God, these symptoms of our broken humanity will be no more. They have no place there. Well, that psalm, as you heard, doesn't just contain a bleak and hopeless message. On the contrary, it's filled with hope. And it's an important reminder that no matter how dark the night around us seems to be, the light of hope is never fully extinguished. The first bit of good news is this: from our depths, whatever they might be, we can still cry out to God. More than that, we can cry out confidently, knowing that he will hear us. More than that, even, we can cry out knowing that when we're in the depths, God doesn't distance himself from us. Rather, he casts in his lot with us and is a real help in our trouble. In addition to my work as a hospice chaplain until just recently, and now as a hospital chaplain, I serve as a magistrate, a justice of the peace. And one of the things that I can get quite hooked up about is evidence, and perhaps more importantly, the quality of evidence. Well, I want to give you evidence to back up that claim that I've just made. That claim that God has cast in his lot with us and is with us in our trouble. And so I'm going to read some words from the Bible, from John's Gospel, and you'll know them, many of you will know them. They're words spoken by Jesus. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." God has already proven once and for all time that he has come to and walked through and even lived the very depths of our humanity. The second thing this psalm tells us, reminds us of, is that when we're in the depths, our first response should be to cry out to the Lord, and that whatever we're going through, the situation in Christ is never completely hopeless. But let's be honest, and I have to be honest with myself as well. When we find ourselves in the depths, our first reaction is often somewhat different, isn't it? All too often, perhaps understandably, crying out to the Lord is literally the last thing that we do. We're so preoccupied with the apparent hopelessness of our plight that God's word, which is the psalmist reminds us is the very basis and foundation of our hope, is abandoned for the ramblings of the latest guru to assert knowledge and wisdom on the subject of our troubles. All too often we keep God as a last resort. Metaphorically, you know, we've placed God in one of those red boxes there that says break glass in an emergency. When actually crying out to him should instinctively be the first thing that we do when we find ourselves in the depths. Finally, the writer of the psalm reminds us of the need to rediscover that long-lost skill of being patient. He says, "I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning." More than watchmen wait for the morning. We live in a world of fast food, of breaking news, of instant coffee, of email, of text messages. And none of them is necessarily bad. But when we are in the depths, truly in the depths, when we mourn, when we grieve, when hope seems so far away, there are rarely any quick, instant fixes. But as the writer of Psalm 130 reminds us, there is a promise. And it isn't just any old promise, it's a promise made by God. And it is this: that those who have faith in Jesus Christ, those who wait for God to act, will never be disappointed. Another writer in the Bible, the prophet Isaiah, said it this way: those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So Psalm 130 reminds us powerfully that the God we know and worship, revealed to us uniquely in Jesus Christ, is the God not just of the soaring heights, of the good times, of the times of celebration and partying and jubilation. He is that, of course he is. But, and perhaps more importantly, for those of us who come here today to remember loved ones who are no longer with us, this God is also the God of the depths. I wonder if you're in the depths today. No one else in the world may have a clue with what you're struggling with at the moment, except one. Jesus knows. And Jesus cares. Time and again in the New Testament, Jesus sought out those who were in the depths. And when he found them, he didn't just walk on by. He didn't just offer some meaningless platitude. He didn't just wave at them and wish them well and then disappear. He walked with them. He shared their journey. Even their journey in and through the depths, especially their journey in and through the depths. And here's the really good news. He still does the same today for everyone and anyone who wants him to. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for always being there when I need you. Even when I'm in the depths, even when I cannot see your hand at work, let me feel the warmth of your love. Amen.